This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. LumaDapt is the latest addition to the Corteva AgriScience Lumigen Corn Seed Treatment Package. We will hear more from Brad Van Coten with Pioneer Seeds next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
LumaDapt Volta LS is a biological seed treatment that aims to encourage more uniform corn emergence, says Brad Van Coten with Pioneer Seeds.
We're excited to introduce a new seed treatment, a biological seed treatment that actually works in the nutrition space. And that's a new area for our Lumigen seed treatment offer. And so pending regulatory approval, we still got some last few boxes to check there to make sure that everything's good. But it could be as early as October that we start applying this to our seed. And then once we start, we will apply it to every Corteva corn seed from that point on.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids.
It is the season to be thinking about and making a decision on whether to spray corn and soybeans with fungicide. Outstanding Bex Northeast Iowa area agronomist Lee Konigsfeld walks us through some of the risk factors on corn.
Year over year, we've seen a positive return on investment for the most part to that fungicide application. And especially with the way the year has shaped up, with the amount of moisture, the high humidity, it's been 2 weeks solid, at least, of heavy dews in the morning. A lot of these fungal pathogens that we talk about, whether it's tar spot, gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, we need extended leaf wetness. Tar spot's 7 hours, gray, you're looking at closer to that 12-hour mark to start getting really good infection. And then it's just a matter of what temperature range are we in. Gray leaf spot is gonna like that hot, humid weather is gonna be where we really see it flare up. Tar spot's gonna be a little bit on the cooler side of that, but there is definitely some overlap between gray and tar spot. And then northern is definitely gonna be on the cooler side.
He says you can find their extensive research in the PFR guide at BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.